This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. So today I'm talking to a pair of amazing artists. One is an award-winning dancer in the Bharatanatyam tradition, which is a type of Indian classical dance.
I'm Pranita Nair, founder, artistic director of Mandala South Asian Performing Arts.
And the other is a Bansuri flute player.
My name is Chetan Anant, and I am the interim executive director of Mandala South Asian Performing Arts.
Pranita and Chetan lead Mandala South Asian Performing Arts, which puts on the Mandala Makers Festival every year. The festival is a celebration of art in the South Asian tradition and is happening all this month in Chicago. There's dancing, there's music, and coming up, there's a mural unveiling on Devon Avenue on June 16th and a finale concert downtown at the Harris Theater on June 27th. It was lovely talking to these two, especially because they represent two different generations of the South Asian diaspora in Chicago. Chetan, you're calling her Pranita Ji, which is this like an elder or like a respective?
It's just a respective.
Yes. I mean, I've heard Swami Ji in the kind of yoga space.
Exactly, so, yeah. So Swami is the technical term and Ji is just a way of showing respect. So I try to show my respect. I'm very thankful to Pranita Ji for the platform.
I have moved from auntie to Ji.
I did call her auntie before, yes.
I was so comfortable in auntie, you know, this Ji. It's okay, Ji keeps a little.
I promise it comes from a place of respect.
Thank you.
I got some people calling me auntie now, which I'm also not accustomed to. So maybe we can relate a little bit in that way. Pranita, the dancer, and Chetan, the singer and multi-instrumentalist, are here to talk about why their respective work is so intertwined and how the festival is a perfect way to showcase that, as well as bring the South Asian community in Chicago closer together.
So I'm an immigrant from 1985, and I came to the United States of America, and I had practiced Bharatanatyam for almost 15, 16 years when I came here. And it became my identity, something that I carried within me. And it allowed me to carry my home with me, my cultural identity with me. But as I started settling more in the United States of America, in Chicago, I started being influenced what I saw around me, what is happening. So first, my dance practice changed the narratives that it was presenting. Then it started changing the physical form itself within me, how that physical form was changing. Mm. So it has been a slow process. Mm-hmm. And I'm delighted to see now that there's a large group of youngsters in their early 30s or late 20s whose grandparents came in late 60s and 70s following the Immigration Act of 1965, which opened the doors for them to come here. You know, how they want to adapt their practice.
Yeah, yeah. Chetan, you are from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Are you from Chicago, the city, or are you from?
I grew up in the burbs.
Okay, so. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Gurnee, like close to the Wisconsin border.
So. Okay. How did you experience finding community growing up?
So I actually moved to Gurnee when I was like, 6 years old or something like that. And my family randomly lived in Germany for 2 years before that.
Okay.
So I had a difficult time speaking the language and all that stuff. So for me, culture became a way to connect with people and a way to make friends.
Wow.
So that's kind of how I got into music or the traditional music of India. And I was very lucky to find a teacher. And then the rest is history.
And was this with Bansuri?
This is with Bansuri. I'm also a vocalist. I've been singing for most of my life too.
Okay, lovely.
Play some other instruments as well. So
I looked up some videos of you performing, and I noticed that no one's ever reading any music.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're So that's something really unique about Indian music. It's a huge portion of it is based in improvisation.
Okay.
Which is very similar to some of the art forms here in Chicago, like jazz music, of course.
Yeah.
So we study in the same mindset, almost like, or the same format. So all the Indian musicians can converse with each other, musically speaking. But we're all creating in the moment, right? Mm. So it's very based on our mood, the mood of the audience, the temperature of the room. Little things like that change the music.
Yeah.
The music that I play is based on raga music, which is rag can roughly translate to emotion. So each rag is like a melodic representation of some abstract or maybe not so abstract emotion.
Hmm.
So we're trying to express that in our music.
Yeah. So. How does that compare to the dance that you practice?
Dance reacts to music.
Uh-huh.
So if Chetan is playing a particular rag, which is describing the mood of separation or coming together or a season, the summer or the rising of the moon.
Mm.
So the narrative becomes about what the music is playing.
Mm-hmm.
A very experienced dancer would understand the music and react in the moment as the music is playing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So.
What a dream. I would love to see it, but I would love to just experience it. You all make me want to take a class. So, Pranita, I want to talk about Mandala South Asian Performing Arts.
Mm-hmm.
You founded it in 2014. What inspired you to create this organization and why here in Chicago?
After some reflection in 2014, I realized that there's a large group of young South Asians growing up who are removed from the country that their parents came from,
mm-hmm.
and they're exposed to two cultures or three cultures, and they need to express something that is not what their parents taught them or carried with them, but what are the experiences that they've had here, and how do they get their own voices to express their creativity in the new voices? So it is good to know your tradition, mm-hmm. but it's equally important to reflect upon what you've taken from your space and time,
mm-hmm.
and what your creative forces are producing out of it. They needed a platform to express.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Makers Festival. First of all, Pranita, can you lay it out for me? What is it? You probably got so many words. I know you're in the midst of it, right now. Where do you even begin? But see what.
So yeah, we launched the Mandala Maker Festival in 2019 as a platform for emerging artists of South Asian dance and music to present them publicly,
okay.
and free to the public.
I wish I had a round of applause button I could press, because it's so important to make it accessible.
Yes.
Yeah.
And accessible not only to the audience, but the artists know that you will be presented professionally at this festival, recognized professionally. And it's a stepping stone for the next. And several of the artists who have participated in the past Mandala Maker Festivals have gone on to win awards, receive residencies, and become, established artists in their own right. So
that's beautiful. The festival also showcases all kinds of art. There's dance, there's music, there's a mural presentation also coming up this year. What were some of your top priorities, and what were you really having top of mind when you were curating the festival this year?
2022-2023, we decided to have the festival in the Devon neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
the north side of Chicago, to bring attention again to the population that lives over there. to bring people of different ethnicity, nationalities, divided, whether it's race, religion, language, culture, where Devon is a big hub of it. And they still live peacefully. They live peacefully, but they're still siloed. So art has the power to unite people, to bring people. Why these different art forms on Devon, with the finale of the mural opening next Sunday,
this Sunday,
June 16th. The mural is a depiction of what is a community, who makes a community, what brings a community together. And several members from the community came together and gave their views and opinions. They came together to paint the mural.
Wow.
Yes. To install the mural, put the varnish on it. The space was donated by a local business on Devon. Then it becomes a permanent, like dance and music are not permanent. You're consuming it, it's gone. The mural has become a symbol of the permanence of the community over there.
Wow. It's so valuable to invite people to invest their time and energy. It's one thing to give money, and that's so very important. I think when it comes to like physical getting dirty and getting paint on you and bumping shoulders with people, yeah, it's a very different kind of special
and
value.
Erin, it's about taking ownership of the space. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful. The Mandala Makers Festival finale is on June 27th. Tell me about some of the folks who are going to be performing.
Sure. We're really happy to be featuring the young, amazing violinist, Ambi Subramaniam. Along with our new music collective, the Mandala Music Circle.
Oh, is that new?
Yeah, it's new. It's this year.
So okay, wow.
Relatively new. So this group also includes some amazing local musicians. Some of them come from a classical music background, and others have various connections to the South Asian diaspora of music.
With Ambi Subramaniam playing a solo, and he's known as the king of Indian violin.
Wow.
He has bridged both classical and contemporary Indian music.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the importance of including both classical and folk performance with the festival.
Quite in the groups of musicians and dancers, we all know that classical came from folk.
All right, then.
You gave a folk a history, you gave it a language, a consistency, a technique, it became classical.
Another perspective on that is that the folk music is what the people enjoyed and the classical music is what the rich patrons patronized, right? So that's just, you know, it's individuals. And the history of South Asia is filled with kings and individual people with high amounts of wealth. And that's kind of what it... who was patronizing these art forms. But the folk music is what everybody enjoyed, you know? It's like, so, these
the
are like the
stuff.
Underground stuff, you know? So
yeah.
It's the beauty of it.
It is South Asian music and dance practiced from any ethnicity. It's just not artists of South Asian background.
Oh, that's helpful.
So they could be of a different racial background to participate. You know, there has been a cultural exchange, many artists from different parts of the world have gone to India to study the art forms. And so we are inclusive of everyone.
Pranita, given your years of performing and teaching, what do you want people to know about the way the South Asian diaspora expresses themselves when it comes to making art and performing art?
So growing up in India, before I migrated here, the stories or the narrative was the Indian culture has always been very adapting. It takes in new influences and makes something new out of it.
Hmm.
I still carry that philosophy with me, you know, being adaptable to evolve. And how do we leave an imprint or inspire the next generation to continue the same?
Mm-hmm.
My focus has only been Indian arts, and if I could just make one influence on that, I'm happy.
I'm sure you've made more than one, far more than one. That's lovely. Chetan, how would you answer that question?
The way that I, let's say, was forced to learn this music, I fell in love with it very, very early on. So in order for me to really get deep into it, after 2014, I started making regular trips to India. So I've been going every single year during December months. I, you know, skip out on the winter here, spend it in India.
Understandable.
Oh, yes.
And how fortunate you are to be able to go every year.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely. And I've spent time staying, like living with my gurus there and studying in the traditional way. We call this the Guru Shishya Parampara, which is the passing of knowledge from guru to shishya and, you know, so on and so forth. And I think in the modern sense, this term Guru Shishya Parampara has taken on a new meaning because, you know, I'm not teaching, my students are not living at my house, you know, I don't really, I can't do that. But the knowledge is still being passed on. It's like a river, right? And that's the way I've always seen it. And I want to be open to that knowledge to continue flowing through me. So mm-hmm. It requires openness to other ideas, other thoughts. So.
Yeah, yeah. Pranita Nayar is the founder and artistic director at Mandala South Asian Performing Arts. Pranita, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
And Chetan Anant is the interim executive director at Mandala South Asian Performing Arts and a Basuri musician performing in the Mandala Makers Festival. Chetan, thank you.
Thank you, Erin.
The Mandala Makers Festival is happening right now. That includes the opening of the Devon Community Mural on June 16th and a musical performance in downtown Chicago on June 27th. You can find out more at mandalaarts.org. That's M-A-N-D-A-L-A arts.org. And that's it for today. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you love the show, write us a rating, write us a review. It helps more people find the show. And you know what else helps people find the show? You literally sending the show to them. Share this episode or one of your other favorite episodes with a homie. Spread the love. All right, that's it. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.